Well, Judge Kelly, would you like to tell us about your early childhood days before you moved to Harford County?
Oh, goodness, I can't. Because it was only a year old when I lived in Aberdeen.
Okay, well then,
First bedtime?
Oh, yeah, oh, that'll be a good time when you first moved.
Well, I mean, we moved into what was known as the Housing Corporation. It was a partly completed housing project going up from World War I now. That's where we moved, and a lot of these people from New Jersey came down to work at the proving ground. Father went over and worked, and then went to Edgewood. When Edgewood opened up, he was just throwing dynamite. And then we just threw up 15 there. Yeah. Didn't do too much, there weren't many cars. No one seemed to be cheap for those days. I remember Father wrapping his legs with a burlap bag in order to get through the drift, because you had to walk everywhere. There wasn't cabs. The old Model T was still in the in use, and in fact it was as far as I can't even remember the Model A, but the Model T was the one that was one was out the use, it had three pedals on it.
Mm.
And then I can remember working in the cornfields at $1 a day for like 10 hours a day, and eventually went up to $1.50. In fact, I worked for Uncle 1 year, filing that thing. What routine things, I guess. Thankfully, I got old enough to ride the fire truck, and then he got interested in going to a fireworks. Finally went off to school. Well, I didn't go off to school, so we can get a back to work at all time. Then I delivered papers in Aberdeen for a number of years. I delivered Christmas when I was in grammar school and had a quit because that's when it started in the well, actually brought in nothing. They actually got what was known as the child labor law. You had to be a certain age. So except that, so he delivered orders or something in Harry Denver and I, Ray W. Crooks, later became, I guess, the patent man. And on a Saturday, start early in the morning, just on the university. On the full bike and well, eventually, just went off to war, World War II, and came back and started practicing law. In the meantime, I passed the bar, but didn't practice. In fact, I was already inducted in passed the bar back in the 40s. I don't know how many years that's been there. But I moved in from the volunteer firemen who actually did fight in the fire to the attorneys for Aberdeen Fire Department. Ran for town commission for 2 times, president of town council on one occasion. Ran for state attorney and took fire beating out. That was the last big flare I had in the politics. And then on I stayed out. And then I went and got into the court system. I was Judge DeMille. I was the last of the who were active. The last of the what's called the people's court judges. Because the court changed in 71, they changed the court system now, and I guess you know. Established the district court that polished all other inferior courts and took on all that. I was the administrative judge of that. Wasn't until the guy retired about a year ago. Mm-hmm. He ended up the court having like 2 weeks. But I just keep finding nothing. John, remember? Did you know that? No, you're not even old enough to understand the school. I didn't think that. What else? Well, I did a lot of things. I know my hands were always in something. I was one of the first when they organized the move to Manhattan. In fact, I was the first governor a couple of times. Very active in the American Legion. I helped in the 48th, I helped the state offices. Boy Scouts was active. Until I had children, then I became inactive.
Maybe you can tell us about your home life, like some of the chores you had there, or your brothers and sisters.
Well, I guess I'd say that was routine. I don't know.
Look, it'll all be interesting because I...
Yeah, well, some of the things are... I just those things just stick with you. Yeah, no, I remember kids just playing with these red toys and things of that nature. But I know we had a sleep, but every during the summer we'd have to take an eight an hour nap, whether you wanted it or not. The mother was a disciplinarian there, but the father always did the beating when he got home. He said he wouldn't do that to tell him about it. Does that sound about right? I don't know if anything was anything else. The Sunday meal was it midday? Those days were midday, and Sunday was the first meal. And we got a church early, in fact, we didn't have it from there. Our church is concerned, well, we had no choice. As things come along, in fact, probably in the Dante, he knows how to dress in the number 20. That'd be your father.
Oh,
yeah. That takes care of pretty close to.
And can you maybe tell us about the schools you went to, some of the teachers or courses?
Oh, I can't. It's been so long. I can't. I can't get involved in all that sort of things, and then next thing you know, you've avoided some of it. So some of you probably will say this, and others you might probably say this to you. Yeah, well, a few, but. Known by all, Miss So-and-so is known by all, and I think she taught all the brothers and sisters. Except by the time I'm here, there's much over the rest of it. But aside from, yeah, I don't know anything unusual. We had a walk to work at the school, it wasn't cafeterias in school. You had to walk home for lunch, you had to carry it in a bag. But we lived in the housing corporation, because this was the school itself. So. There's only one building and had everything jammed in it. When I was in about the third grade, when we added the second addition to it. And when I graduated, they added another section but didn't open it until the following year. That means 35 when they had three buildings together on Route 40.
They didn't even have a road
for it. Okay. It involves, you know, some things come back to haunt you or something, and I'm not going to get deep into it. Not that I'm going to run into politics anymore.
Well, can you talk about what it was like when you were going to get your bar, going to the bar, then the different schooling you had for that?
Well, I went to the University of Baltimore, so yeah, I have a degree in law. I don't know anything unusual about that except the commuter back and forth, and I did all the formal education by nighttime. It took 3 years to do that. At least 5 years, whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
I
don't
know.
Or after the bar, what type of things did you do once World War II had started?
Well, I was in the medics. I was in the medics, and I ended up at several places. One of was the academy, and I was head of the special section that there. I got up to, I was going into service. I was in I was at the academy, and then I went over to Washington to the work for knowledge of guns back here. I gave up a rank in order to get a transfer higher to hit for the pharmacy service. Now you make me describe all my private life and
everything. You'll find out everything.
I came back before I put up property. And I told you I represent various fire companies in West Aberdeen and Atkinson. And I stayed very active until time when 6 years I made 20 judge for to visit California by the 7-1. And of course, I lived in Minnesota. Judge, I guess, Harry, a judge on the Illinois, I was a first district court judge, and the last of the old people's court.
Could you just tell us about when you were starting your law practice, what was that like, or some of the problems you had?
Well, I had a lot of ambition there. I had a lot of friends who helped me. A lot of people do that, right, including some lawyers and whatnot helped me eventually. I always had a law book in my hand, even went into the minor, even a little bit of a case that you could call them, different kinds of law books. Right? That was when you went before JPs and whatnot. See, Maryland had no uniform judicial system. That's from the first court on up, they did, but anything lower than that, they had every place had a different setup. I thought it became fairly professional, so I didn't know what I did anymore. But I tried all sorts of cases, criminal, civil. I heard all sorts of problems with people, both domestic and otherwise.
Well, could you tell us what it was like preparing for one of these cases, such as...
It's a very difficult thing to do that. You'd have to start from the beginning, it'd be boring and whatnot. I'd have to have some particular thing in mind. It's not a routine thing. Certainly, in the field of witnesses, you've got to research the law. You've got to know the facts. Basically, those are the things you have to know. And start from there, then you start planning your case with the sense and get the witnesses talking to them. But that'd be very difficult to do. I remember one time going before, and never had lost a word before in my life, but I certainly at that time, and he told me, he asked me to talk to him, how do you prepare a case? And when I got up there to talk to him, I found if I talked to him, I'm not to be well over the head. And if you think so, well, then I'd get a prescription law book, and I said, you look at it. Here's what we're up to.
Well, once the court system was changed in 71, can you tell us about what some of those changes were and how it affected the whole judicial system?
Well, it changed everything because it's a court of record thing. The difference is a jurisdiction thing. Cases that were heard by the circuit court became, I guess your district court hears 85% of cases. And it's civil matters where you're suing somebody for dollars, or vice versa, where you have to deny your charges. Up to 10,000 for most of the cases up to that category is probably the difference. I didn't know what people are doing now. I remember I've been out over here. Whether they found more in there. Look at that, I don't know. I look at the papers, I see cases we were trying, I see other people trying to circumvent, whether it's because more people asked for jury trials or not, because that was something that had been planned in the district court, was jury trials. And then they said, no, it's expensive and whatnot. So they polished the idea for the time being. So if you want a jury trial, that's your privacy, you have to go into the first court. But I said about 85% of each and all of them, and they're tried by the cases that was tried in the first court. So anything the first court didn't want, that's the funny thing about the first court. That's the court. The judges are all the same. They're all appointed, and they're all in the same category. They're in a pot. For instance, I sat on the first court, and the first court judges sat in the district court. They sat in the courts of appeals, first circuit courts and district courts. So you actually have state judges. Now, the first court is a county court system. The district court is a state court system. The state. Well, they're all state courts, really. What I'm talking about is all the county courts. I'm talking about circuits. That is something if anybody wanted to know, they'd have to start looking at it. But all judges on this part of the same qualification required of one is required of the other. And the only one who does the assignment around is the Chief Justice Scorpio, in fact, I right now, even though he retired, he called back very frequently. In September, I'll be called back to his house. Mm-hmm. And they had called him back to Judge Murphy, who was Chief Justice Scorpio.
Well, can you tell us about some of your duties and responsibilities as you're the administrative judge?
Administrative, six foot seven, you run the court in your particular district. Mine was the ninth district. Some districts are much larger in the area, so take the, let's see, over in Chichester County, I think that's the circuit, the second, whatever it is, third. That's from like five counties, I suppose. To Harford County, there's only just one sort of county. Balmer County is one, Balmer City is one, and Newport. So, what you do is work on the court in that particular subject, of course, to your chief judges, but nobody just brings from such nothing. Over all of us, from such nothing. Chief administrator. That's the whole system, that's the whole court system.
Well, could you maybe tell us about your work as a magistrate for the court system?
Well, it was part-time, so I really continued to practice law. Harford County was required to be a lawyer. The magistrate system, as I said, was what's called trial magistrate, took care of the criminal and the people's court took care of all civil matters. And I told you it's a piecemeal thing back in those days. People had a little bit different week here. We had different from someone else as well as people. But the people's court, you were also trying nicely in the other court. Each of us had our own court that we took up in that. But we'd all take our time. Paul Cronin was one of them. Get in there. John Clark. In fact, I happened to, I was head of the people's court when I was district court came into effect. That's what I did here in St. Louis. But I was appointed to St. Louis. I'm the district court. But the, that's what to prepare these things. Some of them have fighted on the law and so on and so forth. Now all that was later transferred into district. I have some idea of it. So your minor criminal cases were all heard in the thing. Some of them were not defended. But I think it was a limitation as to how much jail time you can get and so on. If you realize it's been a few years, at least 15 years, and that was a mistake, and you just can't remember all of these things. But they're available in books, if anybody wants that for me. So that's a good thing to find.
Well, could you tell us about your work when you were running for the county commissioners?
Well, I didn't do too much. We worked as the commissioner, we ran the town of Anthony, if that's what you mean. We did all the administrative work. We had very people help the figure farmer named Wolf Jansen, who was a relic in the town. They say, well, he did everything, it seems like. Eventually, when he was unable to work, the next thing you know, he had four or five other people. But eventually, we added on just one more person who was very helpful, was Leon on the phone. He was very helpful. We had two very efficient in the town officers. That was it. That was your town officer boy. Now, you had on your streets or anything. And incidentally, there was a day when the town was expanding from something like 2,000 people went up to 12,000. We had the water and sewer lines and whatnot. Well, it's only up to about 10,000 because it's only about 14,000. But the main water lines and sewer lines put in under 4,000 back in the system. Somebody runs down under your roof water, your railroad along the Columbia Circulation. But it required a lot of time. But incidentally, we didn't get paid for it. I think you could draw up to $100 a year for expenses if you had expenses. I know I'd be the law office all day. Senator Cronin was an attorney, but Offman was also on the board. And many a time, I don't think we even saw our law office for 2 days at a time to take a bond issue if you come in and have meeting after meeting. But sometimes you know, 3 in a day. You'd have at least once a week. And we all had our fact items were fine, he was a judge. Clark Conley, who had the movies, and he got Pepsi Cola and Coca Cola, I think. He was on it. Jimmy Pussard was recently done. Yeah. And the restaurant was on it. Was fine.
Well, you said something about during the 50s about the sewer and water system. Or could you maybe tell us a little about that when that was coming in?
Well, we had an ancient system here. The main lines went, probably if they were 6 inches, that might have been the best thing. We're trying to put an awful lot of sewer in. But honestly, what we had to do was run the main line. The diameter of which I think is really enormous to be tragic. But there are big lines that go to the main lines you had around there. And we had a plant that we had to do, and that's entirely different from the plants you have now. But we had an old plant there we had to rejuvenate and add to and reclaim in part and whatnot. And I'm talking about the storage proposal. And then we've had to run some lines to take care of the housing and the development. That just keeps the worry about developers and even later on. He said the taxpayers didn't do it. It was his policy thing. Sidewalks are always part of the town. If you look at parts of that sidewalk, eventually they eliminated that as part of the town responsibility, but they eliminated people coming progressively right there. Started saying, well, you pay half and the town will pay half, and only have to run in certain areas. I mean, certain parts of your town, not in, on both sides of the border, your corner lot thing, one lot of house. And a lot of different regulations came out of some of which eventually emanate completely, but you want to tie up on them in yourself. I'm not sure that was going on to the border side. But eventually, anyhow, I decided I'd keep on getting out of the public. I didn't run it in. Unless you judge the public.
Well, during your time with the town commission, what was the zoning like then for all the different new buildings that were coming in?
Well, that's hard to remember. We had all those, we had set up commissions and advisory boards and whatnot, and we got all volunteers into that. Jerry Miller, Charles Fowler, I can't remember all of them. That's what it says, they had probably many people who were presenting. That's why they didn't get involved in something. But they were most helpful. They'd give up their time. They were in the office. They can work all day and come in and work with us at night and tell us a few things. I can see things that were recommended those we didn't get. Like, later would have benefited the lives of people. Never was mine. Or Robert Carson or this one. No, this is all sort of thing. How about the time of my board? Of course, these things all came. I served incidentally after I left that board. I served on the town zoning appeals board. Anybody had didn't like that the zoning inspector said, come and appeal to us. Raymond Lutzen himself and one other person. That's served another year. And I finally see that up.
Can you tell us about some of the changes that happened when Aberdeen Proving Grounds first came into this area.
I couldn't very well tell you. All I remember as a kid, mostly everything was the farm. I just tell you that a lot of people, what they said is how muddy the ground was because there were cornfields and farms that the prison yard took over. I don't even remember the fog talks and other talks and much about it because they just didn't talk about those things. But I've heard others say about it, that it's really a second-hand. But from my recollection, every place you look was a cornfield, even in a... But you know where the housing corporation is? It was on the other side of Dino where they have. I'm Pennsylvania. And where that barrier now is, well, Pennsylvania. Way down below, there are a series of houses which the government put up. Very well constructed, plate roof. Even in there was all fields, and there was one field, cornfields, they were wooden. That's just right now. There are houses developing now. It was all, Abney really wasn't that big. As I said, when I went to school, I guess the first one was only around about 1,200 people at that time. School was up there where the county has a building for county offices are, you know, on Route 40. You know where that building used to be, a high school. That's also interesting. On top of that building, that's the first building, there's the first building as you come from Feller Avenue going towards Havasu, so another one going towards Miller. So there's a belfry, the belfry used to ring the bell for class, it ring about 15 minutes apart, first bell, get ready for the second bell turn ring. To call in people, please get ready for the... And I can remember this, they say they, from World War II, this wasn't the service, besides just some of the airplane spotters. They ripped that all out and made a spotter tower out of it. Of course, when the war was over with, the bell was never put back. The bell was somewhere, I guess. Did you ever get any nice evidence to it?
No.
You went down there?
More to a church, so I was in that area.
But that bell was put out, I think it's over at high school, with, they ring it now, football gyms and things. But, and the men would spot airplanes and call special points, this one will go to call special points, tell whether it was one engine, two engine, or four engine plane. Now, the men would use it to do it tight, and the wind was handled one day, so it was about 24 hours. It went on for a number of years. It was on when I went in the service. I didn't want me ever took it off, because I don't recall how it was. I don't just recall when you took it off. Okay, can we call quick? Have I told you anything?
Just a few other things. You had mentioned that you were in scouting. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I was on some committees and stuff like that. I'm trying to think of something that's been so long ago. By the time he was 30 years old, he wasn't even born. He was about 5 years. One time I served as an assistant scout and was still growing. I later got involved in the local, in the area. I remember what committee it was on. I thought it might have been camp. I don't remember that I was ever on the thing, but Judge O'Neill, I've seen it got all sorts of awards. I don't know that I've had awards from him.
Or can you, you tell me maybe about some of the other, what politics was like when you were there, or some of the other people you might have known, or some of the major
things? I'm not going to get involved in this. It's a pretty long thing, isn't it?
This is just going to be in our own records. It's not.
I know, and if somebody else wants to know what that guy said, they pull that out and say, no, and I'm okay. So I ran across some real nice people and ran across people to things, and one of the reasons I got out of politics. St. Joan of Arc parish. Some of this is from my parents, and some is from other hearsay, and some is from my mom. There wasn't, when we first arrived here, any Catholic church, or mother and father would have to hitchhike, not hitchhike, but actually walk into it. Seeing there, get a ride the best way they could, I think there was some sort of a train or other. If they were to go there. But eventually, they opened up, and just I can remember, going to church in what's called American Legion, all in San Francisco. But eventually, they were able to buy an old barracks and move it from the prison down into Avenue, to the location on what's called Roosevelt Avenue, which is now a subdivision known as Baldwin Manor. Mr. Baldwin, he was a friend of mine, back then, and father of a well-known athlete and citizen, in fact, one county commissioner, Park County Craig Baldwin, his father, donated the land. $1,000 to build the building, so it was donated by Mr. Michael, who was his grandfather, which is his grandfather from the White family. And from then on, the 20th century got a pastor by the name of Bob McFitton. Some of them involved who were active prayers, but it was a handful of people. I remember that. And with me, I first year of the Lord. Pastor sent it from school and so on and so forth. The MSI buildings and so on, for the church and the street director and so on. But that was from a very shrewd non-community owner, which he just referred to today. Okay?
Yeah. Anything else you might like to add in the other stories or anything?
I think. Mine is getting feeble now.